Hutchison back 2-2. Fastball. That one's hit deep to left. That goes Thames. He's running out of room. There is number one.
Like I said, you knew it wasn't going to last all season. And I believe I said on Thursday, going into this series, I was pretty sure Albert Pujols was going to hit at least one home run in this series. I'm just glad he didn't hit four or five, because you kind of know that's coming. He got Drew Hutchison in the bottom of the fifth with two out. Made it 4-1 Angels. The Jays got a run back in the sixth. Jose Bautista doubled, scored on a sac fly by Edwin Encarnacion. They got another one back in the seventh. J.P. Arencibia singled. Then Omar Vizquel hit a double play ball the first, but Albert Pujols threw it away, allowing Arencibia to go to third. Kelly Johnson singled him in. Then in the eighth, Adam Lind walked to lead things off. Rajay Davis came in to pinch run. And with Edwin Encarnacion batting, Davis took off three times. But the third time, Edwin popped it up to the mound. Davis sliding headfirst into second, had no idea where the ball was, got decoyed by the Angels middle infielders to, he thought either he'd been thrown out. I don't imagine he thought he'd been thrown out stealing, but it was probably he was made to believe there was a ground ball somewhere and that he was at second base. And he couldn't get back to the bag, and Eric Ibar and Maicer Astures were kind of playing around with him, kind of almost Sean Avery style, I thought. With, I think it was Ibar standing between him and first base, make some weird motions with his glove. Not that he was going to try to go back anyway. He never made a move to try to go back to first. So I want to know what you think about that. I know it got a lot of reaction on Twitter. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays 16-13 on the season. Still a half game ahead of the Yankees. Still three games back of the Rays and Orioles, who are currently tied for first place in the American League East. The Orioles and Red Sox are going to the bottom of the 14th in a 6-6 tie at Fenway Park. Lines are open. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell, long distance. 1-888-666-0590. We're taking you up to the top of the hour, when we will be joined, or pardon me, we will join ESPN's coverage of Sunday Night Baseball, the Phillies, and the Washington Nationals. Let's get to the phones. We lead things off with Peter in St. Catharines, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Peter, what'd you think of the Angels and Rajay there at second base?
Well, that was, an interesting play, to say the least. But isn't that also, that's what's called the infield fly rule, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not. Oh.
No, the infield fly only applies when there are two runners on.
Oh, two runners on.
Because if you get a pop-up with one runner on base,
okay,
and the infielder allows that ball to drop, mm-hmm, then you're not going to get more outs than you deserve, because you feel as though the guy who hit it should be safe at first because the ball dropped. If you have two runners on and they both have to hold and the infielder lets the ball drop, then two of them are dead ducks.
Right, okay. And the reason Farrell came out to argue, there was some he thought there was interference?
Yeah, he didn't like what Ibar was doing, standing in between Davis and first base. But I think if Davis had made any motion to go back to first, he might have had a case, but he didn't.
Right. Very good. Well, Mike, you explained it perfectly for me.
Happy to do it, Peter. Thank you.
One more thing, Mike.
Sure.
I want to get this ball rolling started early. And let's start it right now. Vote for Tom. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Yeah, vote for Tom. You won't have the opportunity until September 1st, but keep it in the back of your mind. What's interesting is that the Blue Jays move on to Oakland now, and Oakland is where Tom Cheek's consecutive game streak ended, 4,306, in May, I believe, of 2004, when his father passed away. And he went to be with his family. And then a week later, we found out just how sick Tom was. But let's not get all melancholy right now. We want to talk about the Blue Jays. And Mark in Brantford, what did you think of that, the shenanigans at second base?
Mike, I love you. I listen to you every day. I go to sleep listening to you after the games.
That's good, I think.
He got faked out. Great play by them, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much where I stand on it. I didn't like the whole pounding the glove and yelling at him. I don't know quite what that was about.
Well, you know, what I think is Eric Concepcion, when the check swing, eh?
Encarnacion.
And that was a bad break right there.
Yeah.
The first pitch.
Couldn't get the bat out of the way.
Yeah, is he losing his timing? Like, he's feeling like Batista right now. You know what I mean?
He's leading the world in everything. Let's not start ringing alarm bells on Edwin Encarnacion.
Batista will come back, too. I thought the game was 1-1, correct?
When was this?
They didn't throw inside. Aaron Seedy wouldn't call the pitch. The kids pitch well. I think Hutchinson's pitch well.
I do, too.
For a number five starter. But they didn't bust him inside.
Who are we talking about?
What's that?
Who are we talking about?
When Hutchinson had, it was 1-1 game, right?
It was 1-1 for like a heartbeat. They tied it up.
I'm not sure who was up when they got the base hit.
Chiasso, I think you're talking about, in the fourth after Vernon popped up.
Yeah, and they could have bust him inside. And because he was leaning over the plate. And they're just taking the ball to right field on him.
No, that ball was hit the left field.
Well.
The kid did pitch well. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the call. The kid did pitch well. I have no complaints about Drew Hutchison. I think people are expecting way too much, given the fact that he's 21 years old, horribly inexperienced, 10 starts above A-ball, and he's the fifth starter. This was a fine fifth starter start. No issue with this from a fifth starter. But I want to talk about shenanigans. Raptorized John, listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What did you think about the shenanigans at second base?
Yo, Mike, well, I think that if the Jays got a kangaroo court, that Rod Jays is going to be found guilty and sentenced to a fine. I think that he did the fundamental thing wrong. When he was going, he tried to pick up the ball. If you can't pick up the ball, you pick up your coach. And he didn't do neither, because I'm pretty sure that their base coach was signaling him to go back. He just never looked that way.
You are 1,000% correct.
Mike, I'm hurt. I'm proud of myself.
You are. You have two things to do. You're right. Pick up the ball, and if you don't pick up the ball, pick up your coach.
Right.
And he didn't do either one of those things.
I know, so I don't blame California at all because, you know, every team will try to fake the runner out, you know. They don't think they caught the ball.
Well, yeah, but there's faking the runner out, and then there's that crazy little whatever pound glove dancing thing that Ibar did.
Yeah, well, it wasn't as bad as A-Rod when he yelled at the out third baseman, 2 years ago?
No, that was Howie Clark. That was way more than 2 years ago.
Oh, three? Four?
Five,
four,
six?
Anyway.
It's a long time ago.
You think with the Bush League is that? Or you just fake that?
No, I don't. I think there's nothing more Bush League than, well, there are very few things that are more Bush League than that, what Alex Rodriguez did. But I didn't like this. I mean, it didn't matter because you're right. Rajay was completely in the wrong. Now, he should have picked, and it might have been too late anyway, but he should have looked, picked up his coach, and if he wants, then he turns back to first, and if he has to go through Ibar, then he has to go through Ibar, and there's obstruction, and he's safe.
Yeah, then he's safe, right. But, you know, I don't know, sometimes Rajay just seems to forget the fundamentals. He's so... I mean, I think he was so sure he had the bag that he didn't bother doing any of those things, which is obviously what he did. But it just doesn't make sense for a major leaguer, because that's like when they treat you in high school, college, double A, single A, whatever, right? Pick up the ball. If you don't pick up the ball, pick up the coach.
That's right. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. You are correct. I still didn't like the dancing. Dave in Milton, listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Dave, what'd you think about the show that the Angels put on there at second base?
I have a bit of a mixed feelings on that one. What I think the great thing about baseball is we kind of have that fail-safe in the rule book. The one rule that trumps all other rules is umpire's discretion. So when you look at it that way, it's whether or not the umpire is gonna determine that that was interference or not. I mean, most of the time you think of interference as being a physical impediment. But if you look at all other aspects of life, like any other aspect of the law, you have, abuse, physical abuse and mental abuse, right? Are both equally punishable by law. So
except that, well, but we're not in a court of law, but
no.
But there's such a thing as gamesmanship too, isn't there?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And this is where I'm torn on it because, I don't really agree with what he was doing there. But then the other end of it is that, yeah, Rajai was going to be out anyway. It didn't really affect the play. And if you want to go in baseball terms, not talking about the law anymore, in baseball terms, right, it doesn't affect the play, then it doesn't matter. There's no reason to call the interference, right?
Right, because he never, I mean, if Rajai had picked up a coach somewhere and tried to get back to second base, then I think you have a case for obstruction.
Yeah, for sure.
But it didn't look good. It didn't. Dancing around like that, and you know, there's a way to fake a guy out, like Chuck Knobloch did with Lonnie Smith in the World Series.
Yeah.
You just kind of pretend there's a throw coming or something, but, I mean, I don't know what...
Or faking a catch in the outfield,
right,
going over your head, right?
Exactly.
You do that all the time.
But I don't know what the heck Eric Ibar was thinking there.
He's being a goof. That's what he was.
He was definitely being a goof. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks a lot for listening to me, Mike.
All right. Appreciate it. He was. He was being a goof. Jim Johnson is on for the Baltimore Orioles, by the way. And so Buck Showalter is breaking from baseball tradition. I don't know why he waited until the bottom of the 14th to do it, but using his closer in a tie game in extra innings. I like it. Should have happened a lot earlier, but the game has gotten to this point anyway, and he just struck out Dustin Pedroia to end the inning, so they're going to the 15th. The Red Sox and the Orioles are tied 6-6. We will take a look at everything else that went on around Major League Baseball as we continue here on the Honda Post Game Show. The Blue Jays lose it 4-3 to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They split the series, which is nice. Always good. Can't complain about a series split on the road. Except when you win the first two games. We have time for one more caller? Dylan Brown is going to let us know. We might have time for one more. Here I was ready to take a break. But my call screeners are so good that we may have time to sneak in one more caller. I will answer... I don't know. Will I? I'll answer at T Holness. Holness. I don't know what it is on Twitter. Asked the same question that Peter and St. Catharines did. Why wasn't it called an infield fly? You need two runners on base for there to be an infield fly because there has to be some sort of advantage gained by the defensive trickery. Thumbs up or thumbs down? I'm waiting for from our fine producer, Gord Brunt. I think there is a thumb up. We do have time to take one more call, and we're going to take Mark from Orangeville. You're listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Mark, what did you think of the shenanigans?
Hey, Mike, I'm glad I got through. Thank you. That I'm pretty sure the next time the Jays play the Angels, there might be a few well-directed inside pitches toward Mr. Ibar.
This is the thing. There are consequences for your actions, right? I mean, you can do whatever you want to do as long as you're willing to pay the price.
Yep, agreed.
All right.
Do I have time to make
quickly,
a comment?
Quickly, yes.
Adam Wind.
Yeah.
Please, your thoughts on his struggles.
I think he's been struggling. I do, and I think that, you know, I think that while a lot of times people search in vain for an answer to find out why people are struggling, a lot of times it's just because they're having a really hard time, and Adam Wind is having a really hard time right now. He's in his head. He's messed up. People talk to him about wanting him to walk more, which made him think that he wants to be more passive, even though getting deeper into counts isn't really about walking. It's about giving yourself the opportunity to hit a good pitch late in a count. And if you get that good pitch early in a count, then you should be hacking at it. But Adam Lind is so deep into his own head right now that He may just be starting to come out. He said before yesterday's game that he's not going to think anymore. And he's just going to go up there and he's just going to hit. He's not going to worry about seeing pitches. He's not going to worry about taking walks. He's not going to worry about getting into deep counts. All he's going to do is just go up there and do the things that he's done for years. And he has hit at every level he's ever played at, including the major leagues. No, it's easy to rip on Adam Lind. You got to remember, 2010. Absolutely fine against right-handed pitching. 2011, best hitter in baseball, May, June, and the early part of July. And then was worst hitter in baseball second half of the season. and has been terrible so far this year. But I believe there's more in Adam Lind that we haven't seen yet this year. And then eventually, he'll come out of it. And that's generally the way it happens. They come out of it. Thanks for the call. Sorry to those of you to whom we could not get. Appreciate them all. We are going to take a look at the scoreboard. Blue Jays lose it. It is on the postgame show. Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays 4-3 losers to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim today. Albert Pujols hits his first home run of the season. It comes off Drew Hutchison. The Jays had the tying run on in the eighth, in the seventh, eighth, and ninth, but could not push it across. Rajay Davis getting deked by the Angels defenders and stole second as Edwin Encarnacion was popping up in the eighth. And in the ninth, Omar Vizquel on the hit and run lines back to the mound, and LaTroy Hawkins grabs it and starts the game-ending double play. I'm Mike Wilner. We're taking a look at the scoreboard around the league. They are in the 15th inning at Fenway Park. The Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles are tied 6-6. Orioles have a runner on. That's the only game still going in the AL. Earlier, the Yankees beat Kansas City 10-4. Grand slam for Robinson Cano. Oakland took down Tampa Bay 9-5 as Brandon Inge drove in 4. Tigers 3, White Sox 1. Cleveland doubled up the Rangers 4-2. Seattle took care of the Twins 5-2. In the National League, two games on the go. Dodgers lead the Cubs 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Juan Rivera with the home run is second. There are actually three games on the go. The Marlins lead the Padres 6-3 in the top of the ninth. Brewers and Giants locked up 3-3 as they move to the bottom of the ninth in San Francisco. Blue Jays are off tomorrow and back at it Tuesday as Alan Ashby moves up to the TV booth. I will be going out to Oakland to meet the Jays and join Jerry Howard for the play-by-play. We'll be on at 9:30 p.m. Eastern for a 10:07 first pitch. Ricky Romero against Jared Parker. Make sure you join us then. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Dylan Brown, and Gord Brunt, I'm Mike Wilner. Good evening from Toronto.